an urban farmer and community educator, is the author of a new children's book about how to grow a tomato. When I meet Ebony Evans outside of her corner store, Farmer Girl Eb, in Pittsburgh's West End, she's already in teaching mode. We're looking at some large pots planted with herbs and lettuce on the sidewalk.
So right here, this is our store garden.
Evans says neighbors are invited to take what they need. So this year they've expanded to grow cucumbers and ground cherries.
These ground cherries are amazing. So the ground cherries grow really interesting. They kind of grow up under the leaves along the branches, and they grow with this like skin over them. They're not ready until they become like the skin is like really, really light. But since this one fell off, you can kind of like open it up and see what it looks like.
It looks like a little yellow cherry.
Yeah.
A little smaller than a cherry, but.
And they are so cute and so good. Have you ever tasted one? Well, I'm not going to take this moment away from you then. You should taste it at least to just get a it's not going to be super sweet, but it'll at least give you.
It is sweet.
Is it sweet already?
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's so good. The lighter the skin is, the sweeter.
Evans was a teacher with Pittsburgh Public Schools for 11 years. She started farming in her backyard with her children in 2017. Now she has two plots, one in Pittsburgh's north side and another in the west end. She teaches others how to grow through her nonprofit, Out of the End. That's how she connected with the toddlers at a Peace of Mind Learning Center, where her first children's book, out this year, took root. Inside the store, I got a chance to talk with Evans about her book. What inspired you to write this book, Tomato, Tomato, How Do You Grow?
So it's actually called Tomato, Tomato, How Do You Grow? And I work with a group of youth, and I've been working with them for some years now. They just became the perfect audience to begin to create routines around growing. And the book just kind of came organically with how we interacted in the garden. We just started saying little chants around the tomatoes and like words in a book like water, water, water. That just became the focus.
Did the stories come first and then the illustrations?
Yes. The story came first, and the illustrator actually was one of the college students that was working at the childcare center, Kayla Cespedes. She turned out to be the perfect person. This was her first project. It was amazing. The kids were able to actually grow food, sell the food at the Wilkinsburg Farmers Market, and use the money to pay Kayla to illustrate the book. So, yeah.
That's cute. The book is really bright. It's colorful. Can you say a little bit about like what happens in the book?
So the book is about a youth understanding what it takes to grow a tomato. There are rhyming words, and it helps you to remember the elements that it takes to grow a tomato. The sun, the rain, the wind, the soil gives you all your power.
So in the back of the illustrated book, there are photos of the kids that you went through this process with learning to grow tomatoes. There are so many smiles. What's been the feedback?
So I think just with the kids alone, like every time they see me, they're like, I got a book, my book. The kids are so excited. You know, they feel like it's theirs, and it is. You know, they have a sense of belonging. You know, they feel like authors. They love it. I've even had interactions with other youth that they didn't help write the book, but they find themselves in it. And they're like, wait, that's me. I think, is this me? Is this me? And so that's exciting.
What about from parents and educators? Have you had any feedback?
Oh, absolutely. I've had just parents tell me that this book taught them something and what to look for. Yeah, so in educators as well, I've had several readings in different schools, and I've had educators, you know, tell me that they've learned something as well. You know, they have kids that read it every day. Yeah, so I've had some librarians reach out and want a copy for their branches. So it's been a great feedback so far.
When you say parents have questions, or like they learned something, like what?
If you read the book, it just kind of talks about the process of how a tomato plant grows. So there's a process of how a seedling grows. And so once a seed disperses its roots into the soil and the stem pops out, a lot of people get super excited when they first see that first little green stem and they get excited. And then it begins to grow and grow and grow and grow. And then a lot of people will say, and then it just kind of started dying and I don't know what happened. And usually that's due to some reason or another, maybe overwatering, underwatering, too much light, not enough light. And so what the youth learned is that, and through the book, and the parents learned through a seedling, is that you won't have a viable seedling until you get 1, 2, 3, 4 leaves. And then it's grow leaves, grow leaves, grow leaves, grow. Then it's like, oh. So then they understand that you don't want your seedling to just, you get that one stem and then it just grows and grows and grows. You want it to produce 4 leaves. And then once it produces those 4 leaves, then you know you have a viable seedling. And then now the rest of the leaves are going to continue to grow. And then it teaches the process of after the leaves, then you're looking for a flower, what color flower, a yellow flower. And so those are things that you learn.
I was going to say the Tomato Tomato book really teaches more than just how to grow a tomato.
It does. Yeah, I think that... It teaches, you know, about community coming together. Even as we were putting the words together, and I literally consulted with 3 and 4 year olds, like, you know, does this sound right? Or what about this word? Or what about that word? And every single solitary kid that's a part of this center is in this book, and every single solitary kid will be a part of the next book because the center is growing. So, yes,
is the next book a different vegetable?
It is. It's called Hey Pepper Hay. It's coming. It's literally, that's the title of it. It's Hey Pepper Hay.
How does this book fit into the rest of your work?
As an urban farmer, I'm excited to be able to live a purpose, live my dream. But I've always known that I was born to be an educator. And so for a long time, I thought it was like a public school educator. And whenever that didn't work out for me anymore, it was kind of sad, and I didn't know because all of my education is in education. But once the urban farming world opened up to me, not only was I able to self-educate, it also gave me an opportunity to educate my community, especially the Black and Brown community, on how to grow and sustain food. And even with just opening up this business, this all just came kind of like organic. You know, I didn't set out for this. It's just kind of coming, and I'm just taking it as it comes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Ebony Lunsford Evans is the author of the children's book, Tomato, Tomato, How Do You Grow? See photos of the cover and Evans' store at our website, alleghenyfront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.